So our team has been working tirelessly on this case. The Political Killings Task Team has been working closely with the Gauteng Organized Crime Investigations Unit. And this is where their investigation has brought us today, where we've got four suspects in custody. We now know that the same firearm that killed Aman Swart is the same firearm that killed DJ Somebody and his two bodyguards. And we now know that the same suspects that were arrested in the Aman Swart case are also the same suspects that are arresting DJ Somebody. What is also interesting is that the two hitmen in this particular case are also linked to the Teboho Tewejani attempted murder. So all these three cases are linked.